Blog Talk Radio.
My thing is that it's like
my mom used to say sometimes, you know, it's as soon as you think you're getting a little bit ahead or you're getting a little bit to where you can breathe a little easier as far as finances and stuff goes, something happens. Car goes down or something breaks at the house, you got to get fixed or anything. Something happens. Something always happens, okay? But I think that's a way, if we understand it as God humbling us, you know, letting us know that he's the one that's in charge, not you, it's him, right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, we're at about 65 degrees in Atlanta. And, you know, we're looking at a high of 73, 74 degrees today. So the chance of showers, actually a good chance of showers today. And tomorrow we're looking at 74 showers. Friday, 63 showers. Saturday, 76 in showers. Sunday, 74, partly cloudy. Hey, you know, we're looking at the mid to high 70s all the way till Sunday. I don't know what it's going to be like on Monday, but from now till Sunday, we're looking at some nice, nice temperatures with lows at night in the mid to low 50s. That's nice at night, okay? That's nice at night. So we're coming on into some pretty good weather here. I think we're going to have another small cold snap here in the near future. But, you know, I think after that, it's time to go fishing, right? It's time to go fishing. Our show today is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244, whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues. The professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Okay? So, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Now, today's word of the day is lucrative. Lucrative. You guys probably know what lucrative means, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Lucrative is an adjective, and it means producing wealth, profitable. Okay? Producing wealth or being profitable. Profitable. Producing wealth or being profitable. Profitable. Okay? An example says the company announced plans to expand its manufacturing operations soon after it won a lucrative contract with the government. Now, I'm going to say this too while I'm doing this lucrative, and that example took me here. I work for Kia, car manufacturer, and the company just broke ground in Puerto Rico, building a brand new factory, a brand new plant in Puerto Rico, and they're going to start building cars in Puerto Rico. Now, a lot of people at work are talking about, you know, transferring to Puerto Rico, moving there, and going there and getting a job. Okay? I you know, when I heard about it, I didn't even think about that. I didn't even think about going to Puerto Rico to work. No. That's not my game. But, you know, they talk about how much more less expensive it is to live there than here in the States and all this. I understand that. I understand that, okay? But I'm used to being here. I'll go there on vacation, but I'm used to being here. All right? Anyhow, today's episode is entitled, Why Do Some Men Feel Like One Woman Is Not Enough? Now, the reason I'm doing this topic is because a friend of mine, actually it's a young lady that works with me, she gave me this topic. And she said, Frank, I'm going to be listening to the show today, and I want to hear what you have to say about this. Because she said whenever she comes to me and offers me a subject, she says that this is one of her life experiences. So I said, okay, I'll talk about it. I'll give you my opinion. And when you talk about this, it's like, I say men, why do some men feel like one woman is not enough? But you can turn it around and say, why do some women feel like one man is not enough? So it's both sides of the thing. But she says that because it's her life experience, okay? And I'll talk about men, okay, because I'm a man. Now, I don't have more than one woman, but I got to be careful. But, I know people that have more than one woman. I've had friends that had more than one woman. But the reason for that is that we're curious. We're curious animals. We're curious human beings, right? I mean, God made men to reproduce and to keep life going, right? And that's why he had man and woman, because he needs the woman to produce for the man, okay? He needs the man to impregnate the woman so that she could produce another human life. Okay? So we are hunters. Men are hunters. That's what we do. Right? Now, and I'm going to keep it real because that's what I do here on the show, right? Now, when you're somewhere, you may be driving down the street. Okay? Just you. You don't have your woman with you or nothing. You may just be driving down the street, downtown Atlanta, let's say that, okay? And you're sitting at a stoplight, and here comes a couple of people walking across the street, a couple of them females, right? And one of the females are a great-looking girl, and she's got a great body on her. And, you single her out from the crowd. You're like, yeah. I'm not saying that's what I do, but I'm just saying, okay? But that, then you single her out from the crowd. You're like, ooh-hoo-hoo-wee. I'm being serious here. I'm being 100%, okay? You're like, ooh-wee. And men, we're thinking about conquering. Okay, so if, say for instance, she saw you, and she saw you sitting in your car, you're sitting in maybe a nice sedan or something, and she noticed you. You had your hat on a little bit, and she noticed you. And she may have twinkled her fingers at you a little bit. And cause she looking, right? She looking for a man. And you may not be necessarily looking for a woman, but she's looking for a man. Now, 8, 9, 7 times out of 10, a man will pursue that. Okay? Pull over, you know, pull over to the side, roll your windows down, talk, phone number, whatever. Right? That's the way we are. That's the way God built us. Okay? Being truthful. He may have a woman at home. She's not with him. Thus, the ball starts to rolling for another woman in his life. And it's not because that's what he was out there looking for, but that's what happened. And not to say that something's gonna happen between them, you know, tomorrow. Not saying that, but that's got the ball rolling, right? That's what happened. Same thing happened with women. Women out there, and what happens with women is most women will not approach a man. She may see a man and he looks like what she wants. You know what I'm saying? He's got that initial attraction. He looks like what she wants. He may be tall and dark and handsome. You know what I'm saying? That's what she's been looking for. She will not approach him for some reason. I'm not saying all women don't do this, but most women will not approach that man. She may be looking for a man or whatever, but she will not approach him. Okay? She wants him to approach her. All right? Now, he may see her, right? And they make eye contact, right? And then the next thing you know, the guy, he's looking the other way, you know, he may be at a club or something having him a drink, he's looking the other way. But a few minutes later, he looked back over there to see if she's still looking. She's still looking, okay? And he's like, okay, I got to go say something to her. So he go over and started talking. Now, what's happening? The ball is rolling to having another woman. He may have a woman at home, right? But the ball is rolling now to have another woman. And the ball is rolling for her. She may have a man at home, but she's out with a couple of her girls. Now the ball is rolling for her to have another man, but she's got a man at home. See, it's, like I said, to my young lady, it's not just men. It's not just women. It's men and women. You could say men or you could say women. Either way, that's just how it is. Okay? But it's not that we feel like we got to have more than one woman. It's just that, things happen like that. I told my wife today that I went to Subway last night and got me a sandwich, okay? That was a young girl in Subway. She may have been 20, maybe, you know, young enough to be my daughter. She didn't know that. Young enough to be my daughter. I got a 20-year-old daughter. But, you know, she was giving me the business. She was flirting with me while I'm at Subway. Okay? I was the only one in there, and then it seemed like after I started ordering my sandwich, you know, here come an influx of people, you know, one after another. Bang, 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 bang. They see, you know, like 15 people in line. But she was talking to me, and she was telling, you know, I call it, she was flirting with me. I'm in there ordering the sandwich. I hadn't, I hadn't thrown any kind of curveballs at her. Y'all know what I'm saying? And she probably got a little boyfriend at home. Right? But to the man, she was flirting with me. Okay? So that got her ball rolling. And I'm not saying that I would have talked to her or took a number or anything like that. I'm just saying that's a way to start the ball rolling for her to have another man and she's got a little boyfriend at home. Right? So it's not just me. I know some women feel like that. Men, you know, why you got to have more than one woman? That's not true. All men aren't like that. All women aren't like that. But some men are and some women are. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. If you want to comment on today's show, just call in and I'll put you guys on the air. Now, and when you think about men having more than one woman, I'm telling you ladies right now, if you are in a relationship with a man, y'all aren't married, y'all aren't engaged, y'all just dating, okay? 7 times out of 10, 8 men out of 10 has another woman other than you. He's got another woman. Okay, and that's not kicking men under the bus or anything like that. That's just men, right? That's the way the man upstairs built us. That's what he put inside of us. You know, I did a show not long ago saying why do women call men dogs, and that's why. Women call men dogs. But, again, there's male dogs and there are female dogs. Right? So, you know, because when I was in college, there was a young lady who would go, and we all knew it. She was dealing with two or three different men at the same time on campus, okay? She was dealing with two or three men at the same time on campus. And we all knew it. And I guess they knew it too, okay? But that's her. She didn't want just one man. Or she feel like one man is not enough for her. She need a couple of three men to take care of her, to satisfy her or whatever. A man could be the same way. Feel like he need more than one woman. He needs another woman to take care of him. He needs another one that can satisfy him. Some, you know, some men take it where they, you know, they got a woman that, she's the one that they want to take out on dates and stuff like that. But then they got another one that they don't want to take out on a date. But, hey, you know, when you call her up, hey, what you up to? I'm going to stop by. I should be there about a half hour. I'm going to stop by. Okay, come on. And they got one of those. Okay, that they can call anytime, and she's game for it. All right, they can call her anytime, and she's game for it. But you got to be careful, guys, because she probably got another guy on the side as well. that's just the way it is. And you know. To the young lady that gave me this topic, that's the way it is. And for you, you have to have standards about yourself. If you know that he's got another woman, don't take that stuff. Don't take that from him. Shut him down. Cut him off. Let him know that you know that he's got another woman. And he needs to make a choice between you or her. Unless you're willing to deal with him having another woman, you already know he's got another woman. But if you're gonna lower your standards and play that game where he having another woman, okay, and you're allowing that, then he's gonna continue to have another woman on the side. He's gonna continue to do that because you're letting him do it. You're allowing it. Same thing with men. You know that chick is seeing someone else. You know she's sleeping with another guy. But you allow that. You are allowing that. You've also lowered your standards to that. Okay? So that's the deal, guys. That's how things work. And, you know, like I told her, you're young and, you know, you probably haven't been in many relationships. You probably haven't been in a real meaningful relationship. But at some point, you'll get into one. You'll find one, a real meaningful relationship. You'll find someone who doesn't want to, you know, dog you around, you know, willing to stay with just you, okay? But you got to understand that. You got to understand that that's how some men are, okay? And again, once you find out that he's got another woman on the side, outside of you. I got about a minute and a half left in the show, guys. Thank you for tuning in. Now, tomorrow, I'm going to say this. I'm not sure if I'm going to have a show tomorrow because I have some things to do in the morning. I have to get one of the cars to the shop and this and that. So I'm not sure if I'm going to have a show tomorrow. But I do have a topic, and it's either going to be tomorrow or Friday. When I talk about, is it possible to fall in love and stay in love after plus years of marriage or dating? I got something to say about that, okay? So we'll talk about that on maybe tomorrow, but I'm not sure. You should get some show notes if I do a show tomorrow. Hey, take care of yourselves, guys. It's Frank. I'm over. And I'm out. See ya.